This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And, well, it's, you know what time it is? Do you know? Yeah. Yeah. 1911 University. But I need to ask a question about the name of the class, just because I'm a little unsure. And 1911 University is always convened and taught by Professor Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
When we're talking about 1911 University, are we using 1911 as sort of a generic term for the kind of stuff you build, or just for the platform, the basic platform that everything derives from?
Yes, the basic platform. That's okay. Correct. And we don't actually teach how to build 2011s or 2012s or 2019s in the shop.
Right.
During the university class, because there are some pretty big differences.
I was sort of wondering about that. I was waiting to get my daily toilet paper allotment at the local Walmart, and somebody noticed my gun, and they said, "That's a nice night." My Chambers gun. They said, "That's a nice 1911," and I started beating them with a little change purse that Gene Higdon made for me. It's full of change. Because I told them, "This is a 2019, okay?" So now I don't have to be so formal about that, right?
Right, no.
Okay. So I know that Joe at the prom, Joe would have been nobody's wallflower. I know that you got something you want to talk about to open up before we start getting into 1911, 2011, 2019-esque type stuff. You want to talk about the little carpool. The little convoy that happened in Michigan the other day. So,
yeah. So this is all I want to say. Really, to all of you out there listening in Michigan, I want to say particularly to all of you who went to the Capitol and have been protesting your governor's tyrannical laws that are anti-constitutional. I want to say kudos, congratulations for taking a huge step towards freedom in your state. I totally back that kind of nonviolent First Amendment right granted behavior, and I am rooting for you and cheering you on as you call for the resignation of your governor, who has violated all of your constitutional rights with her edicts. Keep up the good work and stay strong.
You know, the problem with the leftists, though, is they're never wrong. They're never wrong. She's not going. I mean, look what happened while we were at SHOT Show. They had that big thing in Richmond, which was one of the most successful gun rights protests I've ever seen in my life. Everybody was very well behaved. They were armed, there was a few miniature SWAT teams out there on the sidewalk, because you can carry out in the open all you want to in Virginia,
Unless they make it a gun-free zone around the Capitol through direct fiat order by the legislature, which is also unconstitutional, by the way.
Yes, it is. But after all that protesting and everything else, they did take the, quote, assault weapon ban off of the table. But they also, they did pretty much everything else they were going to do. They said that they were going to do.
Well, yeah, the governor's a commie. He's a tyrant, he just flat out is. The governor of Virginia is a tyrant. And, a friend of mine who I won't mention his name because he's a big, big name guy in the industry and some other things, but I saw a post he made today, and he's absolutely 110% correct on this. The laws that the Virginia governor enacted last week, the six laws that he passed about one gun a month, background checks for everything, blah, 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 red flag laws. Those laws will be harder to overturn down the road than it would have been if he had just said assault weapons banned, the end. Because it's the little nitpicky things that erode our freedoms that are more destructive long term than the big deals. You look at the AWB of 94, yeah, that's sunsetted. People looked at it 10 years later in 2004, the Congress, the president, everybody looked at it and went, this wasn't effective. We know it wasn't effective. The studies say it wasn't effective. Therefore, no more AWB. But if they would have just said no high cap mags in 1994, we would have never had Magpul. We would have never had all these, you know, all these great companies that make cool stuff for us, because a mag ban would have stayed in place forever, guaranteed. But because it was tied with the AWB, out the door it went. Freedom for everybody.
You know, during that ban, the development on that platform pretty much just stopped.
Absolutely.
In 2004, yeah. when they went to the first Persian Gulf, not the first Persian Gulf, when they went in 2004, when they came out of that, they were still carrying the same M16A2s with the round handguard and the three-shot burst on it that I had when I got out of the Army in 1990. So, and to a degree, I would have to say that probably affected the security of the troops carrying it, because everybody else's weapons evolved.
Right. Well, and there, you know, there are companies out there like Knights Armament that was supplying rails and stuff like that for the GWAT early on, 2001, 2002, 2003. But as far as broad scale, you know, there were no Magpul magazines in 2001 in Afghanistan. That just didn't exist, to my knowledge. You know, it was all aluminum Colt mags or bust. People today, especially the younger generation in their 20s or early 30s, they don't realize, they don't fully understand, many of them, what it was like during the AWB years compared to what it is today. They just see an industry where there's, you know, 50 or 60 companies making AR-15s. Some of them obviously better than others. There's no debating that. You get what you pay for. But back then, there was like three, maybe four, and only one of them was decent quality.
Right.
And so, yeah, when that ban ended, it opened the floodgates. And that's why it pains me to see the governor of Virginia just do things that are absolutely unconstitutional. And, you know, it also pains me that they had 20 to 100,000 people there in January to protest this, yet right now he's still sitting in the governor's mansion.
Well, this next election that's coming up for everybody, I would think, this should be one of those eye-opening moments, because especially with all these leftists that have been trying to buy guns, you know, most of these new gun buyers haven't been, you know, closeted conservatives that said, hey, you know, I haven't gotten that gun I planned on getting.
But it won't matter. The damage is done. The laws are written. Now you have to go through the court process, which means somebody's going to jail for breaking the law in order to go through the court process and defeat it. And the liberals, I honest to goodness believe, the liberals will not vote for a Republican, even if it's about their gun rights, because they're liberals.
I don't know.
They
some
don't
of
think
them,
that way.
You know, they've been told that, you know, we need to close the internet gun sale loophole. They thought they could go and order it from Amazon and it'd be delivered to their house, and they found out all kinds of new stuff in the last four weeks.
I mean, it's true, but look at California.
Well, before we look at California, let's talk about, we're going into the break, let's talk about Chambers Custom. How do they find you on social media? I know your social media is starting to pick up.
Yeah, it's been great. You can find me at Chambers Custom on Instagram or Facebook. You can find us, obviously, at ChambersCustom.com, where there's all the information you need to know about our lineup of fat WMGs, regular WMGs, parts, and the custom guns that I personally build. And you can email us. There's email information at ChambersCustom.com.
We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University. And, of course, there's only one teacher for that one, and that is Joe Chambers. And we've been discussing various bad political things that are going on. But I want to talk about 1911, since I can use that generic term and not beat anybody about the head with my change purse.
Boom.
So you posted a picture And was this a Chambers gun of this? There's a picture on Instagram of a Chambers gun that looks like it was probably dropped in a creek 30 years ago. And
yep, that's a WMG wad gun that Eric built a couple of years ago for a fairly local client.
Right.
And he wanted me to put a short trigger in it because he has smallish hands and he likes to use a trigger shoe. So he brought it over to me the other day, and we took it apart, and I was like, oh my. He hasn't ever cleaned this gun. And I asked him when I dropped it off, I says, how many rounds you got through that gun? He says, 7,000. I'm like, oh my. Did you ever take the slide off and clean it? He goes, nah, you just put the oil on it and it keeps running.
So all of that, is that all, when you say it's a wad gun, are you saying wad cutter?
Yeah, he shoots in bullseye competition, so he shoots wad cutter loads. But that, what you're seeing in that picture, which I'm looking at right now, is that's powder fouling and oil. That's what that is.
So, do you have to get like some solvent and put it in a high pressure hose and blast it, or what do you have to do to clean something like that?
Well, we start off by taking the whole gun apart and wiping as much crud out of it as we can with paper towels and pipe cleaners and all that jazz. Mostly, we do it that way so we don't completely contaminate our cleaning tank. And then we put it in the solvent tank and brush everything down and clean it all up and put it back together and re-lube it, and off it goes. And I caught some slack, you know, when that picture went up. Of course, our marketing team handles that, and I sent that picture to them and said, hey, I want this picture put up today, because there's two things that people on the internet love: cats and dirty guns. And so, you know, he put it up, and people went crazy over it, and there were some people that were like, you should be ashamed of yourself. And I'm like, ashamed? I just built a, you know, I didn't build it. My guy, who was an apprentice at the time, built a gun that went 7,000 rounds with zero malfunctions and zero cleaning. I'm proud as hell.
I'm surprised you don't want to build him another one and just keep that one. I need to put this on display, leave it in its pristine state.
Because we see that from time to time. You know, I mean, People just do it. That's what they do. They like to shoot.
Now, let's talk about cleaning, okay? Because, you know, I'm ex-military. And in the military, when we took them out, whether we shot them or not, whether we qualified with them or not, no matter what we did, if we took them out and we were in the field, when we came back, we had to clean those weapons. And, I mean, they had to be cleaned as pristine as they could be. Even my M16s that had the Mattel handguards on them. They had to be clean. So nowadays, you know, when I've cleaned the compact WMG fat pistol once after I shot it, and I'm getting ready to shoot it a lot all the time. And how much do I need to really be concerned about cleaning it? And what about these people that tell me, you know, every time you take the gun apart, you're messing with the fitting?
Oh, I don't believe that. I mean, you're firing the gun at tens of thousands of PSI every time you pull a trigger. So if anything, you're going to mess with the fitment that way, right? But,
right.
You know, letting your gun get super dirty like that does more damage to it than help. Because if you trace it back, you start at what is the hardest thing that most people understand and know about, known to man? That's a diamond. Diamonds are made of carbon. Gunpowder, when it catches on fire, turns into carbon. And so now you have a gun full of carbon, which is what makes diamonds, and you're running it back and forth at a rapid speed. And that's why gun parts wear out. If you take that same gun and you clean it every 2,000 rounds and wipe all the crap out of it and re-lube it, then you don't have that issue.
right,
becomes a non sequitur. So, you know, I mean, every couple of thousand rounds, take the gun apart, wipe the sliding frame out. You know, your gun's easy because it doesn't have a bushing. The barrel comes right out the front. But pull the barrel out, you know, wipe it off. You don't need to clean the inside of the barrel. A bullet does that every time you shoot it. And, you know, if you're shooting a lot of lead bullets, you need to clean the barrel out occasionally. But take the slide off the frame, wipe it all out, you know, wash it with some solvent, clean it, not brake cleaner. Brake cleaner is very bad because it destroys the bluing. But mineral spirits is good, CLP is good, Ed's Red is good, whatever you like, you know, the Dunkit kit, whatever kind of solvent you like. And not brake cleaner either. Brake cleaner is very bad. Not carb cleaner, very bad. But, you know, clean the gun good, oil it, put it back together, carry on as normal.
You better watch out. Those guys at Brake, they don't take kindly to being talked about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. Now, if you have a bushing gun, as a general rule I tell my clients, though, if you have a bushing gun, you know, and you're taking the gun apart every couple thousand rounds to clean it, you don't have to take the bushing and the barrel out every time. Right, just slide the barrel forward, clean the breech face off real good, take the extractor out, clean it, because a lot of carbon fouling builds up in the extractor tunnel. But clean that stuff up really good, and you'd be fine.
And how is the 38 Super that was your pet that Eric built for you? How's that running for you?
Oh, the one Brandon built for Christmas?
Brandon, I'm sorry.
It runs good. I like it a lot. Works very well. I don't get to shoot it as much as I want to or probably should, but it works really good, and I enjoy it. It's a nice everyday carry gun. I'm looking forward to getting my lightweight 38 Super Officer's model wrapped up now that I have somebody to coat the frame.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, we're gonna head into the next break. To find stuff that Joe does, go to ChambersCustom.com. There you can find the various guns that are available. He makes them in limited models because he does have to sleep from time to time. So getting on the list is very important. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says governors will be able to implement their own plans in reopening their own states from coronavirus shutdowns.
Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different.
In a White House briefing, the president also says states will receive government support throughout the process.
If they need to remain closed, we will allow them to do that. And if they believe it is time to reopen, we will provide them the freedom and guidance to accomplish that task.
Treasury Department and IRS officials are working to distribute all of the stimulus checks to eligible Americans as promised. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that many Americans did not get their checks or got the wrong amount. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking 1911 University. And for me, I'm about to make a turn. Now, I remember when I got the Night Fighter, which was the first and only the other. I've only actually handled two Chambers pistols. But I remember when I got it, it fired so flat, so fast. I got so happy with it. I was basically just shooting it as fast and as hard as I could. And if I'm shooting steel at 10, 15 yards, I'm hitting the steel, bing, 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 bing. It looks, of course, that was, it still wasn't good. And Joe makes guns that shoot where you're looking, which is not typical. And I want to know from the man, from Mr. Chambers, from the professor, for example, now I know, I don't know that much about either Chuck Pressburg or Jared Reston. When they're teaching in a class, like with Chuck, the Night Fighter was his pro series pistol. It was the one that he worked with you, collabed with you. When he's pulling that out and sticking it out there, and he's got this hyper accurate pistol, how is he running this now as a tactical wonder kind that he is?
I was fortunate enough to take a class with Chuck in October in Iowa. So I got hands-on experience with him, you know, teaching. And he runs it very fast. I mean, Chuck's Captain America. He's Captain America in the flesh, right? And he runs the gun very fast, but not so fast as to sacrifice shot placement. Because shot placement is everything, and that's why his class is called No Fail, because there's no room to fail if you're in a self-defense situation. You got to make that shot or don't.
Right.
Either you can make that shot or don't take the shot. And all of these guys that I've had the opportunity to train with or to shoot around or to watch shoot, they all hold the gun very similarly. They all hold a high grip. you know, thumbs up high on the gun. Front, the support hand grip is very high underneath the trigger guard, wrapping underneath and controlling the recoil with the support hand, which aids greatly with being able to control the gun. And it doesn't matter if they've got giant hands or regular man-sized hands, you know, like Fisher and Jared Reston both have giant hands in comparison to a regular man.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, though. They all hold the gun the same. And, you know, I have just regular man-sized hands, maybe a little thicker than some because of my work.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're more muscular than some because of my work. But
right.
Size-wise, they're just normal-sized hands. And, you know, Fisher, when he took me aside, he's like, look, let me show you this, blah, 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 do this, do that, and I shot. And he's like, no, I said do this, do that, and I shot. And he's like, here, let me move your hands myself. And he moved my hands the way they needed to be, and I shot. And I could tell an immediate difference. The caveat to that is it took me a while to get used to drawing the gun, getting my hands in that position naturally to be able to shoot. But once I got it down, it became second nature, and it made me a better, faster, more accurate shooter than I was before, and I was pretty accurate before. What it really did was it helped accentuate the recoil characteristics of the guns I build to make me be able to shoot faster with that same accuracy. And it's a huge step forward for me personally in my desire to continue to learn how to be a better gun handler. And I advocate to all of my clientele, if you get a gun from us and you have an opportunity to take a class from Chuck, Jared, Steve, and there's a number of other guys out there, Mike Pannone and Dan Brokos, take a class, get some training. Because it's something that you can go back to over and over and over again and continue to learn. Once you've taken the class, then you have that knowledge that you picked up and you can continue to apply it.
Which came first, you building these guns to where these guys can get a hold of them, they turn into this hyper-accurate instrument. Did you know it was going to be that way when you built them, and did they show you, were you sort of shocked how much they can get out of the guns you build?
No, I wasn't really shocked because I was already building guns, bullseye guns, for the top people in the industry as far as bullseye is concerned. And those guns have to run, and they have to be accurate. They have to be both. You can't have an accurate bullseye gun that doesn't run, because then a guy loses a match and he's mad. Conversely, you can't have a gun that runs that won't hold the X-ring, because a guy loses a match and then he's mad. So you got to have both. It's kind of the Formula One race car theory of the gun world. They have
right.
to be able to perform on both levels. So when you take a gun like that and you put it in the hands of somebody who's truly competent, somebody that, you know, has spent their better part of their life learning to be a gun handler or a gunfighter, for lack of better terms, or maybe that is the best term, it doesn't surprise me at how the guns perform. What surprises me, or did, doesn't anymore, but what surprised me initially was the reaction that I got from these guys, because they were like, holy smokes, this can happen, because these guys didn't come from the bullseye world, right?
Right.
They didn't expect the gun to run and be accurate. They expected it to run or be accurate. And
how,
when I proved to the...
How many of them had made the switch to Glock? Because they just thought the 1911 just couldn't go to that level.
Well, I think people shoot Glocks because they're affordable. You know, it's an easy platform to learn. There's no thumb safety. You grip the gun, pull the trigger. And, you know, people don't expect exceptional accuracy out of Glocks. They don't expect the gun to shoot 1 inch at 50 yards because the gun's not built for that. But they do expect it to run, right, because Glock perfection.
Right.
So, you know, when they get a gun that not only runs like they expect it to, which is flawlessly, and they can take whatever shot they want at pretty much whatever distance they want and make it happen, then they're truly impressed. They're truly enamored with the idea. And case in point, we had a client recently that took his night fighter to a PAL to 4 class. And Kyle posted about it on Instagram, which really shocked me. The guy won the shoot-off. He said, we got back to 200 yards, and we just quit because I hadn't missed yet, and we were just going to end up at the road. Okay. That's awesome. You know, I love hearing that.
Yeah.
It's really great to see these guys who, you know, they believed in what I could do, and they were genuinely surprised that it happened. You know, they're pleased with the results, and that makes me happy. That makes me smile.
I would imagine so. I would imagine so. I of course have other questions of you, but we're coming up on the break. I'll hold the questions. I'm going to hold the questions for people out there that want to look at this stuff. And I mean, like I have one of the, I don't have the first fat working man's gun, pretty hot and tempting working man's gun compact. I have the second one. There's only going to be 25 made, and they're all already spoken for, right?
For this year, yeah.
For this year.
Yeah, for this year they're spoken for, and later on in the year we'll start filling in the list for 2021.
So if this is something you're interested in, go to chamberscustom.com. First chance you get, pay attention, monitor it, because this is a ride worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This has been 1911 University, and I myself am about to sort of try to do some homeschooling, if I may. And one of the things that I have noticed with all of the shooters that are the pro shooters for Chambers Custom is that they all... Did they evolve first before they got your gun? Did they start saying, we need to be a little more pinpoint accurate before they got your gun? Or how did that work out, or do you even know?
Well, you know, guys like Chuck and Steve have been shooting for decades.
Right.
And, you know, they were already exceptional shooters. Exceptional. I mean, Chuck's a buttonhole shooter on a bad day. And for those that don't know what a buttonhole shooter is, that means that he can shoot the buttons on your, he can shoot the holes on your buttons at pretty much any distance he wants to with a pistol. I mean, he's just phenomenal. And Steve, you know, he's a gun handling maniac. He's an extreme, extreme shooter.
Right.
These guys are, they're in a league of their own. Which comes from, again, decades of dedication to the art of the gun. So, you know, when I have the honor of building them a gun, all I'm really doing is giving them something to further enhance their abilities. You know, I'm putting something in their hands that will continue to highlight how good they really are, because they're exceptional and they deserve exceptional tools. And, you know, I've never seen anybody outshoot a gun that I've built. I've seen some guys that shoot really, really well. Like, I have a client in Ohio. His name's Alan, and he's a bullseye shooter. And I've seen Alan, you know, he sent me targets that at 50 yards, he shot 100s with a gun one-handed, bullseye style, that I've built him with a couple of different guns that I've built him. But there's decades and decades of training and time and passion involved in that ability. And so all they're getting now is a tool that's capable of doing what they're capable of doing and more. And so it's fun to watch, because you take an exceptional shooter and you give them an exceptional gun, and it's almost like magic happens. You know, I watched Chuck shoot a 106X from the draw in like 3.9 seconds. That's just silly. I mean, guys try their whole lives to shoot like that and can't do it. But that's an example of somebody who has exceptional abilities, whether it's talent or whether it's raw talent or learned abilities. That's an example of somebody who has the skill set to wring out all the performance they can out of the platform. And they do the same thing with rifles. I mean, I've seen guys like Chuck and Jared and Steve shoot rifles, and it's like, wow, that's really phenomenal what you can do. So, you know, it's for me, it's just an honor to be able to put one of my creations in their hands and see how well they can do with it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. See, I'm wondering, see, in the military, which is where my 1911 shooting began, when we had to qualify, we were shooting pop-up targets. So we could shoot one at the bottom, it would go down. Shoot one on the very tip of the top, it'd go down. Shoot one on the tip of the shoulder, it'd go down. And then we'd all sit back and we'd all sit back and go, we're expert once again. And we'd be very happy with that. And then I came out of the military, and the first thing I did as a civilian was I joined a gun club, and I went to a couple of bowling pin shooting things, and I was shooting a Springfield Armory 1911. And I did okay on that, but I noticed that I was faster than everybody, and I still lost because I wasn't taking the bowling pins down.
Right, because, correct me if I'm wrong, the old bowling pin shoots, you had to knock them off the table.
Yeah. You had to pop them center enough to knock them backwards. You could spin them quite easily, but they had to come off the table. But
and there were actually bullet designs like Joe Cirillo or Jim Cirillo and Bill Allard and those guys back in the day. They designed bullets just for bowling pin shoots.
Right.
That would grab the bullet would grab the bowling pin and throw it off the table. So, because they didn't want to shoot ball ammo because it would just glance off and make the bowling pin stay there.
That happened a lot. That happened a lot to me. Since then, you know, since I've been in the capacity that I'm in now, I know that at the very best, I may be a very quick novice. I don't consider myself to be a expert shooter or a proficient shooter. I have a very quick, nimble trigger finger that I can convulse quick enough to pull that trigger really, really, really fast. But now I want to go back, and there used to be this thing back in the 70s, back in the late 60s, 70s, when Bruce Lee was teaching people, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was one of his students, Steve McQueen, and all this other stuff. A lot of people didn't understand him because when they went to him as brand new, it was very hard for them to appreciate what he was giving them, the mishmash that became his system, which was called Jeet Kune Do. And but for a martial artist that had been in the martial arts before and would come to him and find out all the freedom that Jeet Kune Do gave them, at the same time the proficiency you could get out of it, they really appreciated it. And I'm looking at Steve and Chuck and Jared as people that have been there and have been really, really, really proficient, but now they've sort of changed their technique enough to now where they're proficient, fast, and highly accurate, which, you know, that's where I want to go.
Yeah, and, you know, the only way to get highly accurate is to practice slow. You have to practice slowly and methodically, and that's why the B8 movement, the B8 target, has become the new movement in the tactical shooting world the past few years. Is it gives you a quantifiable way to evaluate how accurate am I? Can I keep them all in the black? That's a good starting point. And how fast can I keep them all in the black?
I'm gonna start the same way he taught us in Reidsville, 5 yards, 10, 15, 20, 25. And if I'm hitting it at 25, if I'm putting everything in the black, then I'm going to come back and get a little, you know, 10 yards and see how fast I can put him in the black, building up, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Building that speed up.
And build your confidence.
Yeah.
You know, build your confidence up. And every instructor has their own way of doing things. You know, for Chuck, it's keep them, shoot as fast as you can to keep them in the black and not drop more than two out of the black. That's successful. And if you get to where you can draw and you can shoot 10 shots in under 10 seconds and keep eight in the black, that's your limit, right? If you draw and you shoot all 10 shots in under, let's say you're right under 10 seconds and they're all in the 10 ring, you weren't going fast enough.
Right.
You weren't pushing the envelope fast enough. And because he wants you to push that envelope to where you can drop two shots max, and then you know I'm at my limit. That's
right.
As fast as I need to train at right now. And, you know, you get faster over time. The more you train, the faster you get. But it gives you, like I said, it gives you a way to quantitatively evaluate how you're doing. I love shooting steel, Bill. We have like 25 steel targets on the range here at the shop, and
yep.
we shoot steel all day long, and I love it. But even on our steel targets, we have some 6-inch rounds at 25 yards. We have headshots only at 25 yards, so that we have a little bit of quantitative analysis
right.
on how good are you.
Yeah. So I could do that, couldn't I? I could get smaller steel targets.
Yeah.
I mean, and I will work on that.
For everybody.
Yeah.
But
I'm about to. We're about to run out of time.
The target doesn't lie. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing that Mr. Fisher taught me. But anyway, the journey is going to be taken with the Chambers Custom Fat WMGC. So thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, sir. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. And we'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.